LeBron James, NBA to fight voter suppression during All-Star Weekend. By Warner Todd Houston on March 5, 2021. LA Lakers star LeBron James said he intends to use the All-Star Game weekend to fight voter suppression as the NBA comes to Atlanta's State Farm Arena on Sunday. With his More Than a Vote group, James will team up with the NBA, the Players Association, and the Georgia NAACP to combat voter suppression, according to Fox 5. The effort will focus on the state of Georgia as the state legislature begins introducing new bills to address the terrible mess into which the 2020 election devolved. I use my platform to continue to shed light on not only in my community but around this country and the world, James said. I will never shut up about things that are wrong, James added. I preach about my people, and I preach about equality. The Georgia House of Representatives recently passed HB 531, a bill that would make several changes to the state's election laws. Per Fox, the measure would shorten early voting, ban non-emergency use of mobile polling precincts, put restrictions on location and hours of drop boxes, outlaw passing out food or water to people waiting in line to cast a ballot, and require either a driver's license number or photo of a state ID to request an absentee ballot. The legislature is also considering other changes, including putting an end to no-excuse mail-in or absentee voting. As Atlanta gears up for the All-Star Game, Michael O'Connor, the city's deputy police chief, warned people that there would be an increased police presence in and around the arena. If you come here and choose to get involved in gun violence or other serious criminal activity, please plan to stay as you will be residing to the Fulton County Jail, O'Connor said on Wednesday. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms also jumped into warning mode and even told people not to even bother coming to Atlanta for the game. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.